This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Put those thinking caps on, because you know what time it is. It is time for the puzzle. Here now is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda.
Now, could you please remind us about last week's challenge?
Yes, I said, name a famous actor best known for tough guy roles. I said the first five letters of his first name and the first four letters of his last name are the first five and four letters, respectively, and the first and last names of a famous author. Who's the actor and who's the author?
Oh, my goodness. And who are they?
Well, the tough guy actor is Charles Bronson. And take those letters, you get Charlotte Bronte.
Now, there's a couple. We received almost 1,100 correct entries, and Jason Sklar from Somerville, Massachusetts, sent us the right answer. Jason, congratulations.
Thank you, Linda.
So how did you think of Charles Bronson and Charlotte Bronte?
When I hear movie tough guys, Charles Bronson's the first name I think of, and I wrote it down, and then I erased the end of it, and it looked like Charlotte Bronte.
There you go. Well, that's great. So what do you do in Somerville?
I'm a graduate student.
Graduate student at?
At Harvard in political science.
Okay. Well, let me bring in Will. Will, meet Jason.
Hey there, congratulations.
Thank you.
Will, are we ready to play?
I'm ready to play. Let's see. Jason and Linda, I'm going to give you clues for two words. Add a long A sound at the end of the first word to phonetically get the second one. For example, if I said a baby cow and a sidewalk eatery, you would say calf and cafe. Okay?
Okay.
Number one is a frog's sound and a lawn game.
Croak and croquet.
That's it. Number two is added up. And not now, but eventually.
Added up. Huh.
What word means added up? Made an addition.
Summed?
Yeah, summed. And now put an A sound at the end.
Someday.
Someday, is that good? Here you go. TV's Dr. Blank and a strip of boneless fish.
Dr. Phil and Filet.
That's it. Variety and the capital of Taiwan.
Type and Taipei.
Uh-huh. A hockey feint and rot.
Deke and decay.
I thought you'd get that. Quartet and raid.
Four.
Uh-huh, yes.
Keep going.
And foray.
Foray, yes. F-O-R-A-Y. Good. Start of a tennis rally and an opinion poll.
Serve and survey.
Uh-huh. Searched for. And to cook in a small amount of fat.
Sought and sauté.
Uh-huh. Green area within a city. And a floor made of many pieces of wood.
Park and parquet.
Uh-huh.
That's a funny one.
Thank you. A creamy soup. And Spain and France's Bay of Blank.
Is that bisque and biscay?
That's it. A sturdy tree and to approve.
Oak and okay.
Uh-huh. Prepared as onion rings and end of the work week.
Fried and Friday.
That's it. And your last one is a feminine pronoun and a cry of joy or victory.
Her and hooray.
There you go.
Jason, that was a great job.
Thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, puzzle books, games, and you can find out more about these prizes at npr.org/puzzle. Jason, what public radio station do you listen to?
WBUR.
Jason Sklar of Somerville, Massachusetts, thank you very much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Will, what is the new challenge you have?
Yes, it comes from listener Henry Hook, who creates crosswords for the Sunday Boston Globe and many other publications. Think of a 10-letter word that names an invention of the early 20th century, and it includes an A and an O. Remove the A, Then move the O to where the A was, leaving a space where the O was, and you'll name a much more recent invention. What is it? So again, a 10-letter word that names an invention of the early 20th century. It includes an A and an O. Drop the A, move the O to where the A was, and leave a space where the O was, and you'll name a much more recent invention. What is it?
I have no idea, but when you get the answer, you can go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Linda.